Here's a guy who's co-hosted Titans All Access before, Keith Bullock, SiriusXM Radio now, and all sorts of different media things. Today, retiring as a Titan, are you surprised at the outpouring of staff, fans, people that you know, media that turned out for this event today?
I wouldn't say that I am, man. You know, playing here for 10 years, some people look at what they do as work, but I enjoyed coming to work. I feel like everyone in this building, we're like family, especially, you know, with Jeff's regime and everything. We're all like family down, you know, from yourself to Miss Hanza, who does the housekeeping staff, to the guys even on O'Connell's in the cafeteria. So, you know, I'm very appreciative, though, for sure.
You brought the New York swagger to the Titans, and in the process, you became a Nashvilleian on your own. Kind of a surprise to you, probably something you wouldn't have thought would have happened 12 years ago.
No, definitely not. And it's even more ironic that my last collegiate game was in the Music City Bowl here with Syracuse University. And that whole week, I didn't do anything because I was like, I'm very focused because I want to get ready for this game and then go for the combines. And then coming to Nashville was a blessing in disguise. You know, I kind of got to find myself. I got to develop as a football player and you know, come to a region of the country that is flourishing in so many ways. And now, done with my career, I get to be a part of the community and the growth.
It seems like the best part is this is an easy conclusion for you. You've thought about it a long time ago. You've made the decision, and you've been able to move on with your life.
Yeah, definitely. I've definitely moved on with my life almost a year removed from football, any thoughts of really seriously playing. So to come do this today, it just really puts closure on it for myself and, you know, any fans of the Tennessee Titans and Keith Bullock and family and friends as well.
So do you have the favorite moment that you've enjoyed going over in the last few days preparing for this?
There's so many, man. There's so many because I feel like I played with, you know, 2.5 teams, meaning the one that I came in with and then the one that we developed from 2002 to about 2004 and then, you know, the team that I left on. So there's so many that I'll just take them all and cherish them.
All right. So you're going around the league for Sirius. You're taking a look at teams. What are you seeing? What are you hearing out there right now about the 2012 NFL season?
Well, there's a lot of good teams. We actually went up to Chicago. Brandon Marshall and Jay Cutler are looking phenomenal. You know, of course, if they can keep Jay Cutler standing upright, then the sky's the limit for that team. But I think Titan fans need to worry about those Houston Texans. We just came from their camp yesterday, and they're primed and ready. You know, their defense went from the bottom of the liver to the top of the pack last year. They have Matt Shaw back, but they also got experience with T.J. Yates for him playing those games and, you know, got some playoff experience. Hope the Titans can get back going. It seems with an OTA, Coach Mike Munchak got a full offseason to under his belt and a preseason with CJ in camp. So I think that should make better for the offense. And, you know, this young defense, I'm sure they're going to fly around under Jerry Gray and play great football.
Wait a minute. You sound like an analyst.
Hey, man. That's what I've been doing.
So what's coming up for you in the next few months?
I'll do a couple of shows with Sirius. I'll go up to Detroit in a couple of weeks to work on the Detroit camp. I'm actually going to be joining Channel 2 here in Nashville, covering the Titan preseason broadcast for 3 games. So we'll do Seattle, Tampa, and the last home game for the New Orleans Saints. So you can check me out there. And other than that, man, we'll see what happens. I've been blessed and fortunate. Things have just been coming my way, and I'm definitely going to continue to chop wood and turn over any stone I can.
Congratulations on today and all your success on and off the field.
Thank you very much, Mike Keith.
When you think about Titan defense, you think about number 53, you think about Keith Bullock. Titans All Access at TitansOnline.com.